people like Spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
It's a little New Year's fiesta here on the computer corner.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Hey, to you too, Chad.
Thanks.
I never actually looked you in the eye and said something meaningful. Usually I'm saying, hey, jerk.
Yeah, let's not do that again.
Yeah, never again. Can we have an embrace here?
No.
Good. Just checking. Welcome back to the computer corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Generally. There we go. Yeah. You'll hear Ken and I. I'm Brandon, by the way. Here each and every Saturday, and Chad's usually working the phones over there.
Right.
Helping make the show run just as smooth as can be. But this week, Ken is, it says on assignment, don't believe the lie. He's taking a day off. He's somewhere with his family enjoying a traditional Japanese New Year. And some of you wouldn't even know that he was part Japanese. But that's what he's doing. And so we're here for you to help you with those new technology gifts you might have gotten during the holidays. Or, more importantly, to talk about the technology of tomorrow. And actually, it'd be today because we are now in the year 2005. I was looking through some of those resources you put up there online at datadoctors.com. There, Chad.
Sure.
And any of those things that kind of jump out at you is things that you kind of never thought that might be here, but they are here, or things that kind of just made you think, that's kind of cool that we got that stuff.
Well, I like the cloning stuff a lot.
The cloning?
I think it's got great potential, but it's on the same token, you know, it's one of those demons.
We got to clone that sound into a new sound, a new cow. We can do that.
We can do that.
That's easy. That's just digital cloning. We're talking about actually taking animals and maybe in some cases human beings in some other places or planets and just cloning them, which brings up a whole lot of weird issues that are way beyond science. But if you look at the pure science of it, it's pretty cool, right?
And another big thing that I think we're going to see a lot more of in the near future is nanotechnology.
Of who?
Nanotechnology.
Nanu, like Mork and Mindy technology?
I think they consider something nano if it's a billionth of a meter.
Oh, tiny technology, little bitty stuff.
Quite small.
Stuff that I can't see with my naked eye.
Right, and one of the links you'll see is on how you can improve your golf game using nanotechnology. There's a company that creates golf balls now that are manufactured somehow on a molecular basis that allows the balls to have some pretty interesting characteristics.
Kind of cool stuff. If you're interested in those resources or all the stuff we have posted for this week's show, check it out at datadoctors.com and click on the radio show section. While you're there, in case you're interested, ask a question or make a suggestion. Those links do exactly what they say. They send a suggestion or ask a question, which comes to email right here in our studio. And I think we've got an email from Leo. And I also think that the same Leo we have calling in asking about video editing and DVD burning software. So let's see if we can put Leo an email and Leo on the phone together and see if they're the same Leo. Leo, is are you one and the same?
Yep.
Welcome to the computer corner.
Well, thank you.
Happy New Year, by the way. Before we get jumping into your question about video editing and DVD burning, is there anything cool about technology that you're kind of looking forward to that maybe is coming out in 2005?
I don't know. Just too much stuff coming out at one time.
Too much? That's all the case, right?
You know, you can't keep up with it.
That's the fun of it.
I know.
So let's move on to your question about DVD burning and video editing. What you got for us?
Okay, well, I just got a new digital camcorder. It's a Sony. And I want to be able to burn DVDs. And my understanding is you got to have a FireWire port on your computer, so I don't have that on my computer currently.
That's the smoothest way to get the video from any kind of digital camcorder, and in your case, the Sony Digital 8, to get it from there onto your PC. The best way is to go through that FireWire port, and you can buy a PCI add-on card, generally anywhere between about, I've seen them as low as maybe $18, $19, up to as high as $85 to $100.
Now, do you get anything extra in buying those high-end cards, or the lower-end ones work just as well?
Well, generally, I don't like to suggest anybody buy the least expensive of anything. On the same token, there's probably no reason to buy the most expensive of anything. Somewhere in the middle is generally, and if I'm going to skew towards the lower end of the middle, then the higher end. If you're just looking for a basic FireWire card that goes in the machine that lets you interface, you're probably going to find cards in the $30 to $35 range that are going to do you just fine. Now, some of those higher price cards may come with additional things like software that you may need to do some editing. If you want to just take the stuff straight from the digital 8 camcorder and burn it on DVD, well, you don't need anything. You just need the file interface and some software that's really kind of built into Windows even.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now, if you want to get a little bit more advanced, then you want to be able to take and edit out things that, you know, you had 5 minutes of, you didn't realize the camera was on and it was going upside down. That software might help. If you want to do scene transitions, effects, add audio, then some software and things might help. So that range that you're seeing is probably going to be made up by that kind of stuff. We're going to go ahead and throw you on hold, take a little bit more of your call on the other side of the break here. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR, back in just a bit.
Start the new year off right with the next generation event at your Arizona Ford dealers. We're offering up to $2,000 cash back on 2005 Ford trucks, like the best-selling Ranger, the tougher-than-ever Super Duty, and F-150, the best-selling truck for 27 years running. Right now, you can also get up to $3,000 cash back on the rugged Explorer, Explorer Sport Track, or the spacious